mirada de verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
Evangel Dye here on Cristo the Rock tonight on www.thewordfm.com. And we are excited to be reaching you tonight, wherever you may be, in your car, in your home, with your friends. I am here with two lovely people. I have Elsa Castro. Nos saludas, Elsa.
Muy buenas noches, Diana. Gracias por la invitación. Estamos muy contentos de estar acá.
Yes, and then we have Gary Gibson as well, and we're going to ask him to greet our audience.
God bless each of you tonight. We're so thrilled that you could hear us through the airwaves tonight. We are blessed and encouraged that we can share the Word of God. We're believing tonight that the Word of God is going to penetrate your hearts and get everyone to start thinking about what we can do to minister the gospel in this special hour that we're living in.
Amen. And that is why we're here tonight on Cristo the Rock. We encourage you to stay tuned as we talk on a very, very interesting topic. We were sharing this with Gary and with Elsa the other day about what is our commission? And there, for many of us, we know about the Great Commission, which was the instructions that Jesus Christ left for every believer. And I was sharing this with Elsa and with Gary about how many times we have experienced or we've seen other people experience when maybe a loved one has been ill or someone is about to go to be with the Lord, and they share, let's say, their last thoughts or they share their last desire. And we've seen people just leave their wishes with someone, and then that individual will take it in their heart or make it a point to dedicate almost the rest of their life to fulfill that desire. I mean, I don't know if any of you have experienced that, where someone said, you know, I even had a change of career because my husband or my wife, before they went to be with the Lord, this is what they asked of me. I don't know if you've experienced something like that.
Well, Pastor Diana, I remember there's been several people that have spoken into my life over the years that have had great impact. But I'll never forget when I was in the first grade and at an early age set such a foundation for me. Being in first grade, and those were in the days that you could pray and pledge the allegiance to the flag. And I'll never forget my first grade teacher, Mrs. Parks, looked at me and said, God loves you and you can become everything that God wants you to be. And do. You have a destiny and a purpose. And you know, that really stuck in my mind and my heart as a 5-year-old child. And of course, as you grow older and walk through the journey of life, you have major hiccups in the road, so to speak. But when foundational thoughts are planted in your mind and your heart like that, I have learned you go back to things that people have spoken into your life that had spiritual truth and had a dynamic that could change you from going a different path.
Absolutely. And there's things that people speak into your life. Words are seeds. They're either positive seeds or negative seeds. There's things that were spoken to us as children that we need to purge out because they left a negative effect. But there's also words that leave a positive effect. And as you're listening, y si tenemos una audiencia que nos está escuchando, estamos hablando de asuntos o deseos que alguien nos deja y nos siembra en el corazón. Y hay personas que se han dedicado el resto de su vida para poder desarrollar o cumplir con una promesa que alguien le hizo. Entonces, no sé, Elsa, ¿qué piensas de esas cosas que alguien le dice, ¿sabe qué? Que quisiera verte hacer esto. Es algo que nos deja una impresión en el alma.
Al principio mencionabas y hacías la pregunta de cuál es nuestra comisión. Realmente a veces pensamos que comisionado es aquel que va a algún lugar lejos o el que tiene un llamado especial. Pero la verdad es que el Señor Jesús nos dejó ese mandato de que todos debemos compartir nuestra experiencia personal, y nuestro campo misionero es el lugar donde nosotros trabajamos, donde vamos a jugar, en el lugar donde trabajamos o los estudiantes en sus escuelas o universidades. Y no tenemos que esperar un lugar especial. Sí, a veces algo sencillo como compartir tu testimonio con alguien o escuchar a alguien y darle un consejo bíblico en el momento que la persona lo necesita, estás cumpliendo con la gran comisión. No tienes que esperar a recibir un llamado especial para ir a un lugar especial. Y claro que sí, o sea, cada vez que nosotros compartamos con alguien y le demos una palabra de aliento basada en la palabra de Dios, pues estamos cumpliendo la gran comisión.
Así mismo es, y cumpliendo con una instrucción, porque cuando leemos en Marcos 16, 15, and we read in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, it was a conversation. I mean, if we can go there in our mind, if we can go there in our creative mind, and visualize the setting where if you and I had the opportunity to sit with Christ, and we know those are his last words, we would be sitting at the edge of our seat to hear what he's going to ask us to do. What is he going to leave us? What is he going to entrust us with? And then when we hear what he's entrusting us with, I mean, if I were sitting at the edge of my seat and I hear this, I would think, oh, how in the world am I going to do that?
Right, right.
I would be like, okay, can you leave me something a little simpler?
Yeah.
Because he says in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, he said unto them, go into all the world. I mean, my world all of a sudden turns really small because that just seems so vast. It's a simple instruction because that's what it is. It was a commission. It was an instruction. And it seems simple, but that's huge. We didn't have trains, planes, or automobiles. But yet it was an instruction. He says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Right there, I think I would deflate. I would feel, now how in the world, God? How in the world, Lord, am I going to do what you just asked me to do? I would feel overwhelmed. Mm. I mean, how would you feel?
Overwhelmed. Absolutely overwhelmed. But, you know, it goes back to, you know, that all things are possible with God. You know, it's amazing how God can use clay feet or clay pots, just like each of us here tonight. And so you're absolutely right, Diana. Pastor Diana, that it could be so overwhelming. But we know that the comfort of it is that God, through Him, we can do it.
Right.
You know, I may be able to reach someone that you may not be able to reach, Pastor Diana or Elsa. But God may be able to use you to reach that person that I couldn't. So to me, that is exciting, that God can unite those that He has called to touch lives, whether it's at the grocery store, whether it's from the boardroom to the streets. God can use each of us if we would just obey Him.
The other day I was sharing this, and I think maybe I'm sure there's one listener that will relate to me right now.
Yes.
You have this cluttered garage, and it's full of boxes, and it's full of tools, and, you know, you have all this stuff. And you say, I need a clean garage. But when you look at it, you think, there's no way I could ever do that.
Right.
You can. It's overwhelming. And there's people who are extremely organized. And they got it all under control. I am not one of those people. I have to work double. I work twice as hard as organized people because I want to be organized, and I'm always finding new ways. And that one didn't work because I didn't stick to it. But my whole idea is you have this, and you get so overwhelmed. But I've learned time after time that when you start and you put your hands in there and you do it one step at a time.
Yes.
And you eliminate one task at a time. Let's
so
say
good.
You do the boxes first. And when you do the boxes and you see that they're done, you get excited. So now you want to do the other box. And then they get done and you get excited. So the next thing you know, your garage is clean. And you see, and that is how God, when He says go into all the world, we start reaching one person at a time, one city at a time, one state at a time, one nation at a time. And the next thing you know, God is just reaching the world and we're connecting. Y yo sé que a veces sentimos como que, cómo le voy a hacer. Pero Dios tiene su manera, especialmente que no es nuestra obra, es obra del Espíritu Santo.
Estoy de acuerdo contigo, Diana. Cuando pensamos en la obra de Dios, nosotros decimos, es imposible evangelizar a todo el mundo o que todo el mundo pueda conocer de Jesús. Pero si cada uno de nosotros es efectivo en el área donde Dios le ha puesto, vamos a alcanzar a todo el mundo. No voy a yo poder alcanzar a las personas que de pronto están en Japón porque no vivo allá, pero sí puedo alcanzar a las personas con las que trabajo, en mi trabajo, o a mi familia, o a las personas que están cerca a mí. Entonces, a veces nos preocupamos más en cómo lo vamos a hacer, y si seguimos el ejemplo de nuestro Señor Jesús, Él simplemente compartió su vida. O sea, se dio a sí mismo y simplemente fue fiel testimonio de lo que Él decía, vivía lo que Él decía, y así pudo alcanzar a muchos. Y esos otros alcanzaron a otros y a otros, y pues aquí estamos nosotros que hemos sido alcanzados por otros. Entonces, no tenemos que pensarnos en qué tan grande, porque sabemos que la obra es de Dios. Si nos ponemos a mirar en números, decimos, oh, es imposible, no vamos a alcanzar a evangelizar a las personas antes del tiempo que queremos. Pero la verdad es que la obra es de Dios, y si cada uno es testimonio y ejemplo en el lugar donde Dios te ha puesto, ese es tu campo misionero. Es algo que yo siempre he creído. Dios me ha dado la oportunidad de ir a otros países también para trabajar como misionera. He estado en el África, he estado también en varios países en Sudamérica. Pero la verdad es que aunque tú puedes hacer muchas cosas afuera de tu área, de tu círculo de amigos, pero Dios te ha llamado a que compartas tu testimonio con aquellas personas que necesitan conocer de Dios.
And it's just the way God operates, and He will assign you. Like, for instance, I think about the passage of the servant girl that lived or worked or was actually taken captive in the house of Naaman. And she was not, I mean, she was not an ordained prophet. She did not have credentials with her. And she probably didn't even have the proper training. She just knew a mighty God. And there was a man in need, and God had to infiltrate. I say infiltrate because I don't think that Naaman would have ever purposely allowed that into his home. But he infiltrated a young girl who knew a mighty God.
And so good.
Yes. And when the time came, maybe she wasn't, you know, beating the Naaman's wife with the Bible and preaching to her. But at the right moment and at the right time, she had the right words. And that's how God will operate in our life when we know, God, I am your instrument. I am your vessel, as Gary mentioned previously. I am your servant, God. Give me the wisdom. Give me the words. And there are opportunities that God will lay before you, whether it's at work, whether it's at a red light. I came to know the Lord through a young man in the streets of L.A., East L.A., as a matter of fact, in Los Angeles, and who witnessed to me at a red light.
Powerful.
He came to my window. Totally different walk of life. He had tattoos everywhere, and you could tell he was into gangs, and he asked me to open my window, and I was so scared I opened it. I thought, okay.
That's great.
In the time that a red light turns to green, he began to preach the gospel to me. I was 18 years old. I was definitely, you know, not serving God, and he spoke over my life, and he said, the life you're living right now is not for you. God has called you, and you need to serve God. And those words were seeds. Till this day, that young man does not know I am a preacher of the gospel. He does not know who he reached. And by reaching me at a stoplight, I've been able to turn around and reach others, and those people are reaching others, and he started living this commission. And he reached one person at a time. Maybe in heaven I'll recognize him. I'm hoping I do.
Yes.
But if I don't, he lived out the commission.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That, you know, that is just so powerful, Pastor Diana, because, and Elsa, and those that are listening, you know, it's such a powerful dynamic to take hold that, as Pastor Diana was sharing, you know, it just quickens your heart and your spirit man to realize that we serve a mighty God, that one life at a time. And I think about friendship evangelism, whether we go to the grocery store or Elsa, you going to the hairdresser, or me, you know, going to the grocery store, or whatever our daily tasks are in life, the marketplace, planting just a tiny seed to say, you know what, I'm going to pray for you today. You know, and just saying that to someone whose heart is hardened. To give you an example of this, and that there is God, there is hope, and there is God's timing for everything. This has been just a short, I'm thinking here, maybe about 5 years ago, had a coworker come to me after a long time and just said, would you pray for a girlfriend of mine? And, you know, that was huge, because I just lived my life. I didn't, you know, even though that I'm serving the Lord, you know, you just, the Lord wants you to be sensitive to other people and how you, of course, conduct your life. And to me, that was a huge thing. Just living your life can plant even a seed unto harvest.
Amen. And amazingly enough, you never know who's observing you. If you think about it, when Stephen was being stoned, who was observing that? Mm. Paul was.
Paul.
Estaba Pablo ahí. Mm-hmm. Cuando lo estaban apedreando a Esteban. Y que dice él que se le abrieron los cielos y vieron y vio la gloria de Dios. Saulo de Tarso estaba ahí. And he was no longer Saul. He became the Apostle Paul shortly after. And we don't know, the Bible doesn't record what impact, but he witnessed Stephen's great faith. You see, and as we walk and as we act out, especially when we go through hardships, people will observe how we handle hardship.
Right.
See, it's easy when things are going good. That's, you know, it's not as easy, but it is. People, you know, we're praising God. We're seeing, when we go through hardships, that's when our faith kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
And someone is always observing how we live. And I think today's topic, tenemos un tema tan extenso, tan profundo, de cómo poder cumplir con esa comisión. Y Elsa, yo pienso que usted ha tenido tanta experiencia en eso, de cómo responder a esa comisión.
Pues la verdad que las palabras a veces se las lleva el viento, hay un refrán, y nuestros hechos hablan más que nuestras palabras, y podemos ganar a veces más personas con nuestra manera correcta de vivir que a veces con muchas palabras.
Así es. So we're going to continue with our topic, the Great Commission, and we're going to be talking about those instructions, those simple instructions that are so huge that the Lord left us in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, that we are called to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, every individual, and every person out there. Let us go to this song right now. And wait. I think I know. We're going to listen to Bobby Cruz and Alex De Castro. And also to Jose, to Papo Rivera. Enjoy.
Señoras y señores, directamente desde Puerto Rico, Bobby Cruz y Alex De Castro, los soneros de Cristo.
Señor,
Bobby Cruz,
Amazoneros de Cristo, para
muchos no lo somos, para los salseros sí.
Oscuras estuve cautivo más de una vez. Y es que hoy me di cuenta que importante es la vida y doy gracias a Dios. Vuelvo a nacer, hoy comprendo lo errado que estaba, pero eso fue ayer. Cuando anduve perdido por malos caminos una y otra vez. Y es que hoy me di cuenta que importante es la vida y doy gracias a Dios. Vuelvo a nacer. Recuerdo el pasado, pero eso fue ayer. Cuando anduve perdido por malos caminos más de una vez. Y es que hoy me di cuenta que importante es la vida y doy gracias a Dios. Vuelvo a nacer. Ajá. Cuando nadie creía, cuando ya no existía ni esperanza ni fe. Vuelvo a nacer. Fue un milagro divino, encontré ya el camino y desperté. Vuelvo a nacer. Es la vida.